From Polycast, the official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode 4, episode 9.
I think Sava will agree that Polycast is a gas.
Yes.
That's a reference to something. Sorry, Blake, you won't know what we're talking about yet.
It's okay.
I tell you.
Well, yes, now people like in the I mean, you listen to it, but you don't have to necessarily like it. I mean, he obviously doesn't, so I guess he's into that sort of thing.
Hey, and now.
Oh, no. And that's going to be cut. Whoa, now.
Sorry, that was my voicemail indicator.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd gotten out the harmonica and we're going to play us a song.
All right.
Oh, a blues jamming session.
Please go back to that harmonica sound.
Psst, Andrew, Civ 4 is out. Yeah, did you know that? Yeah, okay.
Civ 4?
If you're a Cult of Power fan, I think your focus now should be on the Source Code project and checking out the Ages of Man.
I was going to say something, but I better not.
Well, why don't you go ahead, Imran? I mean, I'm going to cut
off what
you said.
What you said, if you're a Call to Power fan, I was going to say, well, you should...
Yeah, we can cut
that. Yes, we can cut that. Dan, come on now. You've already told us many times on podcasts what your price is. You shouldn't be wary that we say it. Everything goes back to money.
My price for what?
This is a family show, Dan.
I didn't say it.
At least not this time.
And I could be wrong, but I think Imran has muted his microphone.
Quite possible.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Aha!
There he's back. You see, Imran, you have too much background noise.
Uh-oh.
And it was quite obvious.
Who, me? I don't know what you're talking about, Dan, you...
I thought he was damn cute.
I mean, you have too much background noise, and then there's this other...
I hope you got that.
You will later.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Background noise? What are you talking about?
The steam-powered computer.
What's that?
Way to pwn yourself.
He's good at that.
Hey now, this is a family-friendly show.
You'd like to pwn yourself? Is that what you're saying? I have pigs. Do you want pigs?
Pig riders.
Yeah.
Cow archers.
I should allow more rideable animals. Reindeer.
Lama
reindeer
nuts.
Chariot.
Hey, what are you doing with that sheep?
Oh, I can't believe he went there.
It's better than the other thing.
And... New Zealand.
Hate mail.
Uh-huh.
And it comes to next Friday, and it was, we tried to post a show, but we had to cut so much.
It's 10 minutes long. I'm not exactly sure if... wait a second. Why the hell was this picked?
I think we need to get Emma on a new microphone or something.
It's in the background noise. Mine would be the same if it was my laptop. Maybe even noisier. It wouldn't be noisier, but...
Well, his is not. I never remember Imran having so much background noise, so... I don't know what's going on there.
Well, if he keeps having to turn the gain on the microphone up, it just may be making it way oversensitive.
Yep, that could be. Actually, the first episode still remains the most popular one.
Sheer morbid curiosity.
Well, it's also the one that's been referenced the most and referenced the longest, so I suppose it's not a complete surprise. Although, after episode 1, the next most popular episode this month is the first pilot. Oh, dear.
Hear how bad we were.
Yes, I dropped a friend off at the airport, and they're calling me and telling me that they were okay and everything. Yes. You know, with airplane travel these days.
Because at first, when you're saying, I dropped someone off at the airport, I wanted to say, that was fast.
No, not now. Before...
No one has yet called in with an answer to our contest from last episode, so that doesn't seem to be enticing. So if anyone recognize the theme that I was humming a few moments ago, if you call into Polycast, I will take your subscription away from you. Maybe that'll get people to call in.
I liken the year in headlines for February 99 says all February. Someone forgot the B's in that one. Reviewers love Smack. All of them. especially when Yin went on his offensive on all the bugs and problems involved. And then it just turned, it was like, you know, beware of your life as you go into the Smack forum.
There's currently 666 active users on the bulletin.
Oh, I guess we're not a family site now.
And that was actually one of the questions immediately. One of the few topics in the Polycon forum that wasn't started by me said, did someone have the balls to ask Sid about this? It's like...
That would have been great. All
yeah,
right.
A funny quote in one of the... It says, a pure effort produced lots of good smack fiction.
Smack fiction, huh?
Yes.
Well, it would be nice to see some new smack fiction.
Would be nice to see more people clicking on your ads is what you're saying.
As we know, Dan is the consummate sales...
He tries to sell.
What's this? Mackie has a profile on Girls Playing Civ? What?
Girls Playing Civ!
Yes, yes, I know. I keep hearing there are no girls on the internet.
No, now there's two main ones on Poly. There's you, and then there's... or whatever her name is. You don't know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Oh, okay. Oh, Dan might not.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. Kind of. Something about her.
There's a girl?
Something about her being 15 or not 15 or 35 or nothing. I just, you know, I...
Male FBI agent trolling for...
Yeah, Dan's like, I'm on the case. So it wasn't like Sibs was standing up there and saw Brian Reynolds come in and said, Brian Reynolds, you ignorant slut.
We don't talk to you.
It's a Saturday Night Live reference, Dan.
What?
Yeah, Dan, just in common. If U.S. listeners will get what, we'll get it.
Yeah. Us American listeners. Traitors.
The other two. Opportunists.
I'm sure he's going to drive up to Canada right now and kick your ass.
Mackie doesn't think your career has advanced very much. Nothing better to do.
That was you. Send all hate mail and kickings to Dan.
The ones where I find all my prostate. I mean. But, I don't know. It seems interesting that all Big Huge Games has done so far has been real time strategy. I wonder if that was the cause of the rift. You know, perhaps Sid just didn't want to go in that direction.
Maybe Brian didn't want to get a shadow of Sid.
Sid Meier's adrenaline
rush
dream.
Oh, nice. I'd so buy it. Red Sid. Or Sid Bull, huh?
No. Now with 25% more Sidness.
Yes. I don't know what that means. I don't want to know what that means. Just make it taste good.
There are too many bad jokes that you can do with that.
Oh.
I was going to say something, but I forgot it. No, I didn't.
That's probably best. And I'm...
Yeah, let's have him first.
Oh, how about him and... There you go. That'd be great, because is our biggest fan.
You have fans?
And yeah. It's his complete opposite.
Oh, yeah. Listens to us, gives us comments.
So let's see. We have the and the... Oh, well.
The nice...
How do you know?
I don't... Harry Potter told me.
You have a position there, don't you?
Damn these Canadians.
Yeah.
Don't think it reruns.
Apparently not. Because it's bright and sunny on Gilligan's Island, and you guys are covered in snow and you can't deal with it.
Yes, we got reruns this month, and next month, electricity.
Ooh.
So we can actually watch the reruns.
What about running water?
They're talking about maybe 2010.
Hey. So if you don't have electricity, how is this happening?
It's
and
not.
Dan vanishes in a poof of logic.
Oh, then you can just laugh along like you know what we're talking about.
I can do that. Wait, I do that all the time.
Oh.
Kid,
ouch.
Kid. It's one of those things where I meant to, but I got distracted.
She was on a date.
No.
Man, if Dan told me to get up at 5 on Sunday morning, well, this thing would be on mute for a long time.
Oh, hello. I'll probably cut that.
Yay, good episode. Even though, I guess there wasn't much news. We got a little silly. All right. Does that mean we're going to do the Scooby-Doo ending? Hello? You're missing your podcast.
Okay. Right, listening to podcast. Here you go.
Copyright 2007, a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net.